We now rejoin Defining Your Health and Wellness on New Mexico's News Talk Leader, KENN 1390 and 92.1 FM.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Stephen Tate with Defining Health and Wellness. If you were listening to our last segment, we finished off, we didn't quite finish it, but it was a question from Shannon about how fast can I lose weight? So we kind of went into that and got more into displacement of body composition of muscle and fat. And to finish this question off, we want to go into a little bit of what happens when they've been a little bit sedentary, what happens to the body after they start initially working out. So we were talking to Emily a little bit the last couple of days about this.
Yeah, Emily, our PT manager, she was telling us a little bit about this concept called muscle to fat displacement that occurs when you first start working out.
Yeah, basically, if you take somebody's cross-section of their muscle right now, somebody that has solid muscle mass, you're going to cut that open, you're going to see tons of blood. It's going to be filled with blood. If you take somebody that's pretty sedentary and open up some of their muscle, it's not going to have as much blood.
It's not near as active.
It's not near as active, so it doesn't need as much blood, basically. It's not recovering all the time. It's not being put under stress all the time. So what happens is, somebody comes in, they get a new membership, they do a workout, they take a class, they're all pumped up, they check the scale 2 days later, and they're like, oh my gosh, I just got this gym membership, but I weigh 3 pounds more. What? Like, I'm done. And so they're mad, right? They're depressed. They think that they ate right. Feel better.
It's just your body. It's pumping more nutrients, pumping more fluids.
It's compensation.
Yeah,
it's like help you like recover. Everything else. It's
so you start. One of the craziest things that I see in the locker rooms is people on that scale just religiously.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
All the time.
I mean, I understand it like once a month, whatever, to kind of see where you're at. But what this displacement does is once you are moving those unactive muscles, once you're activating those muscles, your body produces more blood. Blood flow gets in there, it's helping recover, and regardless of what you think you're doing, your body is outsmarting you, and it's adding fluid to you. It's adding
weight. It's trying to adapt to the stress you're putting
on. So you're getting heavier in the short term.
The cool thing is when you first start lifting like that, there's this concept called newbie gains, where once you start lifting within the first 3-4 months, you can pack on 10 pounds. Where someone who's advanced into lifting, it's next to impossible doing it naturally.
Yeah.
So
mainly for, males. But this question for females was losing weight. Most of the people that are
I'm looking to get in on bikini season also. I got a vacation coming up.
But you're consistent.
I'm paying attention.
So you're already past the displacement part. So what your topic would be is dropping fat and adding muscle.
See, it's an interesting topic because if I go into a quick history about when I first started my weight training journey was I was at about around 115, 120. But
your picture in the systems is
it's
string bean.
It's a stark difference.
That's
and between
awesome.
Then and now, I have added on about around 50, maybe 60 pounds of just meat.
Yeah. And how many years?
I've been doing about 06. 2006 is when I really started on it.
So your picture in our system was probably 09, so about 10 years in between pictures. I mean, dude, that's healthy. Talk about a pound.
Yeah, and what's cool is that when people really like they want to compare, like if they say in general, hey, I gained about 40 or 50 pounds.
Yeah.
They think waist size increasement. I've gained 40 and 50 pounds, and my waist size only increased by 2 inches.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there's a difference out there.
That's how it's supposed to be with goals. I mean, how old were you when you started?
About maybe 25, 26, somewhere in that area.
Yeah, so I mean, it just doesn't matter. I mean, you knew you had a goal. You knew you wanted what you wanted to do, and you probably have a lot more specific goals now. That's the whole displacement of you're probably gaining some fat too through the process of putting on mass, but it's not like belly fat.